Today is a national day of mourning in Russia for the hostages killed Saturday in the storming of a Moscow theater. Of the 117 hostage deaths, all but two were caused by a gas which Russian troops pumped into the theater to subdue the 50 Chechen guerrillas who had taken over the building on Wednesday. All of the rebels were killed in the assault. Nearly all of the more than 600 people freed on Saturday remain hospitalized, dozens of them in critical condition. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Moscow. Are any of those hospitalized in danger?
Indeed, it would seem that they are in danger, Bob. 150 of them are still in critical condition, and of those, about four dozen are described in grave condition. One of the local newspapers here is saying that the final death toll may go as high as 200.
There has to be a lot of criticism of the move by Russia to storm this building.
You'd think that would be true, but the actual decision to use the gas isn't being widely criticized here. The mayor of Moscow said that there was just a very stark choice of being faced with losing all of the hostages because the gunmen had threatened to shoot all of them or blow the building up, and they were capable of doing that, or perhaps saving a great number of them. What has evoked criticism here is the Soviet-style secrecy which has surrounded the operation. The Russian Federal Security Services have refused to name the gas which was used. Doctors are very angry about that because they say they could have applied it. An antidote, possibly. They were not told in the hospitals to expect cardiac problems, respiratory problems. There was a lack of medical personnel on the scene, not enough medical personnel. In fact, we saw on television people frantically screaming, "We need more doctors," right outside the theater when the people were being evacuated.
What about criticism outside Russia?
Well, immediately after the operation ended, for instance, the United States ambassador here said he thought it was an amazing success given the fact that there were up to 800 people inside. That was before we knew that the death toll had already doubled. So I think a lot depends on what the eventual death toll will be. This is something that the government is trying to play up the foreign reaction because most of it has been so far positive. Most foreign governments have said the Kremlin had really little choice, and they've been quoting officials from Israel very extensively. Former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was on a talk show last night saying that the numbers of dead were completely understandable given the circumstances.
What prompted the Russian authorities to launch the raid?
Well, this is another thing which has a lot of people asking a lot of questions about the government's account. First, they said that two hostages had been executed just before the decision to storm. That turned out not to be true. They also said, the government said, that the deaths of the victims were due to the fact that Chechens unloaded their weapons as the Russian special forces entered the building. That turned out not to be true. We know now that they died of gas asphyxiation or of gas poisoning. And in terms of the government account that the hostages were being executed, there was one man apparently who went berserk inside the theater several hours before the decision to storm. He was shot dead by the Chechens, but he was the only one who had a gunshot wound, as the only other person who died from a gunshot was a woman who was killed 2 days previously.
What are survivors saying?
Very few have actually been commenting on their experience. We don't have much access to them. Only about 200 of the 650 patients in the hospital have actually left. But they have said that the gas acted so quickly that no one really knew what was going on. And that is a matter of fact. The gunmen were unable even to get their gas masks on. They obviously knew that gas was coming into the building. Some reported an acrid smell, and that the gunmen stumbled and could not even get to the respirators, which they evidently had located nearby. But anyway, they were saying the conditions were, at that point, of course, not very good, and that people's nerves were at a breaking point, and that most of the hostages were convinced they were going to die.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow.